I'm Rob Dreisland, and this is From the Pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. A littering case eventually led the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and some partner agencies to issue multiple charges that ultimately resulted in some privileges revoked and some restitution ordered. I'll tell you more about the case when we return, but first...
Feed your four-legged friends with help from Fleet Farm. From treats to toys, we've got all of the top pet brands like Purina, Iams, and Science Diet. And don't miss this exclusive in-store only deal. Get large bags of Diamond Naturals dog food starting at just $38.99. Plus, with our price match guarantee, you will always get the lowest prices on dog and cat food. Get it all at Fleet Farm, your pet headquarters.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR and partner agencies last week announced the closure of a case with multiple violations, including attempted theft and illegal hunting. The investigation began in September 2022 as a littering case. DNR wardens on patrol for the opening day of the teal and early goose seasons discovered two dumped car doors near a popular boat landing in Trempealeau County. A suspect was quickly identified, and DNR wardens contacted a detective in Trempealeau County to learn more about the individual. The case quickly morphed into much more than simple littering. The suspect was later connected to an attempted break-in of self-registration payment lockboxes at Perot State Park and cut locks at a storage unit at a state forest. The suspect was eventually found hunting without a license and hunting over illegal bait. He had also harvested an antlerless deer but failed to recover it. The La Crosse County Sheriff's Office eventually arrested the individual. You can see a more complete report on the case at dnr.wisconsin.gov and click News. I'm Rob Dreisland, and this has been From the Pages of Outdoor News. Read more at outdoornews.com.